Those who are experts in history tell us that the 34-35 years that Imam Sajjad was our Imam was one of the brightest points in the history of Islam. His contributions, he was our Imam for a long time. What did he do during those times? What lessons can we learn from the Imam? Some people, when they think of the Imam, they think of him as the Imam who was sick. Even when you hear some of the latmiya or some of the poetry that's recited about Imam Sajjad, it doesn't remind you of a champion. It's almost somebody you feel sorry for. Instead of the contributions of the Imam was the sick Imam, the weak Imam, the Imam who Lady Zainab had to throw herself on top of to save. I was speaking once, and a brother was honest with me. Instead of giving those textbook answers, he was like, until I learned more about Imam Sajjad, in reality, he said, Imam Sajjad wasn't a role model for me. If the Imam is a weakling, he can't defend himself. Like Imam Hussein, the sword, you can, right? But Imam Sajjad, if we're honest about it, if all he is a person who's weak, who's always crying whenever they would mention Karbala, like, you see the danger? If we don't know our Imam, we don't introduce him in the right way, we need to know some things about our Imams. In the time of Imam Sajjad, this is what the soldiers said. We were praying towards the Kaaba and we were stoning the Kaaba with catapults. This isn't a fairy tale. How did you go over and slaughter the grandson of the Prophet? What ulama said it was okay? So if there is, God forbid, and so they would use these court ulama and they would go over and they would teach, instead of Islam being something that liberates, Islam would be something that takes us down. Every imam had two responsibilities: to teach Islam as is and to protect Islam from tahrif. In addition to that, just book knowledge wouldn't save the Shia. He also needed to motivate the Shia to make them able to carry out their responsibilities. So that's every imam. But now, Imam Sajjad, what did he do? He has the two responsibilities of every other imam, but the situation is unprecedented. Under these kind of circumstances, the imam has to go over and reteach a broken community. This is what the hadith says from Imam Sadiq. The people, after Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they became murtad. Illa thalath. Except for three. Does this mean that everybody who was a follower of Ahlul Bayt, they said Imam Ali wasn't the first Imam? They knew he was the first Imam. Does it mean they weren't praying in their own homes? No, they were praying. But to be a follower of Imam Sajjad at that time, to take on the Tawut, to be following your Imam, there were three who made it. Irtaddannas. I want to talk about what he did. They said that later in the time of Imam Baqir, the Imam would go into the Masjid Medina, people would gather around him. From three, they would be benefiting from Abu Hanifa, Qatada, others. Fuqaha would be coming, they'd be learning from him. He's well respected. People coming from other cities. Imam Sajjad, after Karbala, he had two choices. One of them was that he could simply, because people, they saw what happened. Bani Umayyah was not popular. The idea of butchering the Prophet's family like that, it did stir the emotions. The Imam had one choice. I can take the superficial emotions of the people and try my best to gather them and to take down Bani Umayyah. But the emotions are superficial. The groundwork hasn't been laid. If he tried to go over initially and just rush out there, then the people were not ready. First of all, he would have probably lost to Bani Umayyah. Secondly, even if he won, even if he was able to establish a government, how do you run it without people? It would have failed again. Yet another mission. What I'm going to do is I'm going to harness these emotions. I'm going to take these emotions and turn them into something that later will become a movement. I'm going to establish this message of Imam Hussein so that every Shia from now until Qiyamah, when they want to rise, they take inspiration from this message. And I will lay the infrastructure down for the Imam after me. I have to take the same message and I'm going to do those two roles, but in such a way that it becomes a long-term movement which can accomplish the goals of Ahlul Bayt. Yes, the first one was very flashy, very exciting. People are motivated. But then what was the result? This one is long-term. It takes being calculated.